is up and welcome to the Get Hoptimized podcast. My name is Chris. I'm your host, and this is a show all about craft beer, marketing, and growth. And today we're going to do something a little bit different. So usually about this time we're doing the Get Answers version of the podcast, and this is going to be kind of like Get Answers, but more geared towards prepping for CBC coming up. As I'm recording this, it is April 17th. I'm going to try to publish the same date here today. And the reason why I'm publishing now is because, CBC is a week away. It's in Las Vegas, where I live and work. And I published this article a few weeks ago about eating and drinking in Las Vegas and kind of answering questions about where to eat and drink and a few other tips and tricks while you're here. I thought, I should totally do a Get Answers on this. And it hit me yesterday, I think the day before. I was like, oh my gosh, we got to do this. So we're hustling to get this episode out. It is going to be all about the undercover kind of locals guide version to Las Vegas. For those of you who haven't been here before, maybe you've been just hung out on the strip or whatever. Here's some tips and tricks for you coming to Vegas. So the CBC event is at the Venetian. And Venetian is kind of mid-strip, but something you're going to find if you pull up your map and you start looking for stuff to do is that the strip is pretty much corporate central. If you're looking for a coffee shop that's not a Starbucks, good luck. It's pretty much all there is. I mean, there's like a Coffee Bean maybe. You might find a little kind of offshoot coffee cafe thing in one of the casinos. It's kind of like a hotel cafe situation, but it's kind of difficult to find the local stuff in and around the Venetian. Same is true with food. I mean, there's all these famous places like the first two I thought of was Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville and Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill, and RIP to both those legends. So bad examples, but there's like the Hell's Kitchen spot, there's the Burger spot, this Guy Fieri spot, there's like all this stuff. Wolfgang Puck, he's got spots. It's like, okay, if you want to have your your big meal, go do that, right? But if you're like me and you're like, hey, you know, I don't necessarily want to eat there every single time, what else is there to do? What's the real undercover? Especially, where can you go grab a beer? So the point I'm trying to make is that on the strip, it's going to be difficult to find the undercover spot. So first things first, let's talk about beer. If you're looking for a really good craft beer spot, local brewery kind of situation, the best thing to do from the Venetian is to take a quick Uber. It's 3 miles away. You've got to go to the Arts District. In fact, there is a lot of some of these networking groups and sponsors and stuff like that are hosting their events at the breweries in the Arts District. So it's off of Charleston basically the 15, Charleston and Main. It's all over there. It's kind of towards Fremont Street, it'll take you 10 minutes in an Uber. You might even, I think Craft House is one of the breweries over there. They're offering, like, if you go to their Instagram or their website or whatever, you can get like Lyft discount codes if you've never taken a Lyft before. But the breweries over there to definitely check out are Abel Baker. Abel Baker's fantastic. My personal opinion is I think this is the best beer in town. There's a lot of good beer in Las Vegas, but Abel Baker does a very, very good job. Also, their whole aesthetic is kind of this like duck thing. And there's a really cool story behind the duck. If you go read the story about the duck, they have it up on the wall. I don't want to spoil it for you. It's really, really cool as to why everything is like a duck. In fact, if you order a flight, your flight holder thing, tray, is going to be shaped like a duck foot, and you get a free rubber duck. And they do all kinds of different style ducks. I think they just put out their construction zone ducks because they released a beer that is called Las Vegas State Flower or something like that. It's like the construction company. It's really cute. Highly recommend. Then they have food as well. Other ones in that area, Craft House is especially good. They originally started down in Henderson, but they opened up the tap room in the Arts District. If they have the Bubbly Hedgehog on tap, it is a vanilla coffee cream ale. It is fantastic. You have to get it. All these places are within walking distance of each other, too. So if you take the Uber over to the Arts District, you can hit Abel Baker Craft House. And the next few over here, Hop Nuts is also fantastic. Nevada Brew Works, Huddle Brewing. They're all over there. Really, really good breweries. And there's other stuff to do in that zone, too. There's some really nice eateries. There is some like vintage shops and some other bars. There's a cocktail lounge, all that kind of stuff as well. Nevada Brew Works has excellent pizza. And Huddle Brewing has a barbecue spot. Literally, like, they kind of share a section there. So if you're into barbecue, there's a good spot there. So now let's say you don't want to make the trip over, or you're looking for beer on the strip. You don't want to make the trip over to the Arts District. You're looking for beer on the strip. One of my favorite spots on the strip is called Beer House. It's about a mile and a half from the Venetian. It's more on the south side. So if you're staying near Mandalay Bay or MGM, Beer House is right next to you. It's fantastic. It's actually right by T-Mobile Arena, where the Golden Knights play. And a bunch of other stuff goes on there, but I'm a Knights fan, so there you go. They have like a massive selection of beer. You'll find your locals there. You'll find your regionals. You'll find international beer too. It's like tons of taps, tons of options. And they've got some decent kind of like stadium style food there, like corn dogs. And they're like kind of like gourmet hot dogs and burgers and chicken and that kind of stuff. Now, what else on the strip can you do to, where can you find beer? Well, here's one for you. And you're going to cringe when you first hear this, is that Yard House is in the Link Promenade. And I know you're saying Yard House, that's a chain spot, but hear me out. They actually have a ton of beer at Yard House, and considering your limited options for craft on the strip, I mean, everywhere you're going to go, if you go to a bar, you're pretty much going to find your Busch, Coors stuff. You might find like a Sierra Nevada on tap. You might find a Sam Adams on tap, which is fine. But if you're looking for more of a craft situation, Yard House is actually not going to be a bad bet. And Link Promenade, I'm going to come back to that. There's more stuff going on in Link Promenade when we start talking about food. It's a good spot if you're near the Link. Gordon Beer, a couple more. These couple are like off strips, kind of. They're more in the Paradise area. So if you're near Virgin Hotels, these two you might be interested in. Gordon Biersch is a brewery and restaurant. I love that spot because they do the German style beers, and they've got all kinds of German food. They're about a little under a mile and a half from the Venetian. Hofbräuhaus is another one. It's pretty fun. Okay, like there's Hofbräuhauses in other spots. It's the get a whole liter of beer, and they've got people walking around doing Jameson shots and paddling people when they order Jameson. It's pretty fun. It's a couple of miles from the Venetian, but like I said, if you're near Virgin, then you're going to be right next to Hofbräuhaus. Okay, so that's beer. Lots of stuff to drink. Hopefully you found a couple in there or heard of a couple that you might like. Let's talk about food. So if you're trying to eat and you don't want to eat at Wolfgang Puck or Guy Fieri's burger place or whatever and spend $100 a plate, where can you go eat? So here's a few ideas for you. Well, on the strip, a couple ideas. So Eataly is right across the street from MGM. In fact, it's in a place called Park MGM. Eataly's cool. It's not the only spot. You've probably heard of Eataly's before. They've got everything from pizza to like these really good sliced beef sandwiches. Kind of like a public market, but a high-end version of it. And it's good. Like, Eataly is right next to Beer House. And there's what else is over there? I didn't put this in the article, but there's like a Shake Shack and some of that stuff. It's right in that zone over there by Mandalay Bay and MGM. The Link Promenade, here we go. We're back to the Link Promenade. There is tons of stuff inside the Link Promenade. There's barbecue. There's the Yard House I mentioned. There's like a dessert spot. Oh, and here's one for you. For all you people that have never had it before, go have In-N-Out Burger, okay? In-N-Out Burger is fantastic. All of us West Coast and West Coast adjacent folks, I'm saying that with a laugh because in Nevada, we're not quite West Coast, but we like to think we are sometimes. In-N-Out Burger's bomb. Go out of it. If you're really into grilled onions and pickles and the Thousand Island sauce, order it animal style. You can also order a Flying Dutchman, and it's just a burger on a piece of paper. you can do all kinds. You can get grilled cheese. Order the Neapolitan shake. If you got a sweet tooth, they take strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla and mix it all together into one shake. It's really awesome. But In-N-Out Burger is in the Link Promenade. There's a few of them around town, but that one's really easy to get to if you're on the strip. The Arts District, we're back to you. So there's a few spots down there. Soul Belly Barbecue, that's the one right next to Huddle. Great barbecue. Bomb burnt ends and pork sandwiches. Tacotarian is a vegetarian taco place, which is awesome. And Cornish Pasty. Cornish pasty is fantastic. If you've ever had a pasty before, it is like a meat pie. And Cornish pasty is over in the Arts District area, and they have a massive menu of all sorts of pasties, from sweet to savory. You can get like a pork or a beef stew version. You can get like buffalo version, all kinds of stuff over there. Very good. Something I highly recommend, regardless of what you do in Vegas, is you got to go check out Fremont Street. And Fremont Street's fantastic. It's the famous Fremont Street experience with a lighted half dome above. They do all kinds of stuff down there. I mean, there's tons of stuff to do. I'm probably gonna come back to that one in a second, but East Fremont, like literally right off Fremont Street, there's a few really awesome spots to eat. So Evil Pie, if you're into pizza, is an awesome spot. It's like a punk rock homage to Evel Knievel. And the pizza's pretty cheap. It's really good, too. It's like big, huge slices, kind of New York style. Eureka is an American craft eatery that is down in that area, too. It's a little bit, it's not quite high-end. It kind of feels that way, but the prices are not bad. And they've got an awesome cocktail selection. I mean, really, everything down in that East Fremont area is awesome. If you're into brunch, there's a spot called Peyote, which is it's down in East Fremont, but it's going to be, you know, you're going to have to walk a block or so to get there, but it's well worth it. If you're down in the morning to go grab some brunch, maybe on your day you're leaving, I would go check out Peyote for sure. Okay, so we're headed back to the Strip now for a couple other meal and drink options. Here's a curveball for you. The Taco Bell Cantina. And I know, you're saying, Taco Bell, I have that. And you don't have the Taco Bell Cantina where you're from. It is fantastic. It is a mile away from the Venetian, and it's an experience. Okay, they've got a DJ in there. They got a full bar. They have frozen slushy Baja Blast and the full Taco Bell menu going on. It is a two-story Taco Bell fiesta that you have got to check out if you're into that sort of quirky stuff. A couple other ideas for you here. I mean, the article here lists a bunch of stuff, but I want to mention tacos and beer. That's an awesome spot. They have a lot of beer options, and the tacos are great. They're about a little less than a mile and a half from the Venetian. Quick Uber ride. They're actually right over by Gordon Biersch and Hofbrauhaus. So you'd be in that same zone if you went that direction. And by the name of it, it is tacos and it is beer. And good. I had a guacamole that they put pomegranate and pumpkin seeds in that was really, really tasty. A couple other spots, if you're into heading over to Chinatown, our Las Vegas version of it, the Pho Kim Long, I said that right. It's a pho spot. It's a very famous spot here in town. Excellent pho. Sushi Neko is great. So any sushi, not any sushi, if you find a well-reviewed sushi spot, you'd be surprised that I think that Las Vegas has some of the best sushi in the country, at least. And the reason is because there are very, very big corporations that spend a lot of money to ship fish here on the Strip. And fish is, I knew a guy growing up that's what his family did. They ran the fish imports and exports, not exports, but imports here. And you'd be surprised. There's actually really, really high quality fish that comes into this town. And the sushi experience is fantastic. You can do all you can eat. And some of them do drink combos and sake combos of that. So I highly recommend getting some sushi when you're in town. If you're really into the greasy hangover cure stuff, Roberto's Taco Shop has got carne asada fries that are fantastic. There's White Castle and a Whataburger on the strip now that you can check out. And if you want to ball out, that's my last food recommendation for you. I promise if you're hungry, I'm sorry. If you want to ball out, go for a full-on steak dinner, check out Golden Steer. It is the second oldest restaurant in Las Vegas. I don't remember what the first oldest is, but like mafia people, you know, all the Frank Sinatra-esque folks have eaten there. They do an awesome job. It is not cheap, but it is fantastic. Okay, a couple more recommendations for you. Some secret stuff. Maybe not secret, but some cool stuff for you. One thing I always recommend for anybody coming to town is you can take advantage of the ABC stores. ABC stores. They are located throughout the strip, Fremont Street, in hotels and casinos. They are like the secret weapon when it comes to stocking up on booze. They won't have a full selection of craft, but you'll get your craft adjacent stuff there. In fact, like the Voodoo IPAs, the 19 ounce big boys, those are in there. They got a few, I'm trying to remember because usually when I do this, I'm having a few and walking on the strip. So they have a few like that, you know, you kind of your convenience store esque stuff, but they have a lot more volume there. So you can buy it. And here's the thing is it's a lot cheaper to buy it there than like buying beer at the bar, right? So if you're wanting to just cruise, you got a mile and a half walk to go check out In-N-Out, and you want to cruise with a can, I would hit the ABC stores. They also have like water and some like snacks and like pharmacy level stuff, you know, probably some Band-Aids and knickknacks too. If you want to bring something home for somebody, check out the ABC store, secret weapon, that one. I would also, a couple other things to do is check out the Forum Shops at Caesars. It's an awesome mall, right? It's like literally across the street from the Venetian. And high-end stuff, and you're going to have your Pradas and your Gucci and all that. But way tucked in the back, there is a full-on animatronic show. This thing maybe was built in the 90s. I have no idea. But it's got Poseidon. There's the like gods, Greek gods having a battle or something like that. Full-on animatronic and audio show that is it's hilarious and awesome. Always gives me a chuckle. Go check it out. Miracle Mile Shops, another shopping experience. It has all your kind of high-end stuff, but they have other stuff too. I mean, it's kind of, you know, your I guess, a mall, if you can think about what a Vegas mall looks like. You'll find food options there. So in Miracle Mile Shops, there's like several restaurants, not nearly as pricey as some other spots. There's an ABC store in there, and parking isn't bad they're in the Hollywood, Planet Hollywood. That's where Miracle Mile is, Planet Hollywood Hotel Casino Zone area. I don't know if you're going to be parking. I imagine you're not unless you're driving in here, but parking isn't bad behind there. If you can find a spot, I think it still is free. A lot of spots on the strip aren't free parking anymore, which is kind of sad, but whatever. Miracle Mile Shop is a good spot. Fremont Street. I brought that up before. You got to go check out Fremont Street. There are street performers out every single day. You can tip people a dollar to take a picture with, you know, a topless old lady nun, or, you know, somebody's doing drums with the buckets and magic tricks and all kinds of stuff there. Also, there's some good experiences there. If you're into sports, Circa is relatively new, hotel casino, and they have a really awesome sports book. It's like two stories tall. Also, they have the stadium swim. So if you got a day off and you want to go hang out by the pool or something like that, stadium swim is like a three-story tall screen out by a pool. It's really cool if you're into that. And way down at the west end of Fremont Street, in front of the plaza, they really recently opened up the Carousel Bar. Which is kind of neat. It's like a carousel, right? Think like the horses and the stuff you sit on, but like a bar that's done like that. And you can get high-end cocktails and, you know, all your influencer photos and all that stuff down at that spot. I really love Fremont Street. It's kind of the local spot to go to if you want to do a strip experience, old Vegas kind of vibe. and really fun. So I definitely recommend that. And if you're into cannabis, save this for the end here. There is lots of places to swoop that stuff up. It's legal here. As far as smoking out in the street, you got to be careful. You know, if you're on Fremont Street and stuff, they tend to, if there's security around, they tend to be like, look, you can't be smoking that out here. But most of the time, no one really cares. If you want to go have an experience, I highly recommend New Woo Cannabis. They are off Fremont Street, so they're going to be down in that zone. Definitely Uber over there. But they are one of the only places that's set up as a cannabis cafe. So you can go and order a can of cocktails and drink them on site. You can order smoke and do that on site at their location. You can do dabs. And if you even know what that is, you are more advanced than most people, and do it all on site, which is kind of fun. It's nice to be able to do that and hang out and not have to, like, you know, be walking down the street or something like that if you're into that kind of thing. So New Woo Cannabis is that. Okay, that's my recommendation. There's probably a million other things I could recommend for you, but hopefully you got some value from this. Enjoy your trip to Vegas for CBC, and hit me up. Hit us up on the DMs or whatever. I'll try to monitor our Instagram while I'm doing stuff. I'm speaking on Tuesday. But aside from that, I'm going to be cruising around, shaking hands, hanging out, stuff like that, or working in between stuff. So shoot me a message, or you can hit me at chris@getoptimized.com, and let's meet up and say hi. I'd love to do that. Otherwise, enjoy your trip. Enjoy the show. See ya.